理课堂听 class.com。
Anthony Charles Blair，
安东尼·查尔斯·林顿·布莱尔。词汇扫描 ，Board at， 进入寄宿学校就读。Appoint， 任命。
The family returned to Britain in the late 1950s, living for a time with Hazel Blair's mother at her home in Steps, near Glasgow. He spent the remainder of his childhood in Durham, England, his father being by then a lecturer at Durham University.After attending Durham's Chorister School, Blair boarded at Fettes College, a famous independent school in Edinburgh, where he met Charlie Falconer, a pupil at the rival Edinburgh Academy, whom he later appointed Lord Chancellor.
布莱尔一家在1950年代末期返回英国，曾一度寄住在黑兹尔布莱尔母亲位于格拉斯哥附近的家。在英格兰的达纳莫，布莱尔过完了他童年的剩余时光。父亲当时在达纳莫大学担任讲师，布莱尔早年在达纳莫的唱诗班学校读书，后来转到位于爱丁堡的著名寄宿独立学校费兹书院就读。在费兹书院，布莱尔认识了来自爱丁堡学院的范克林，这家学校与布莱尔所在的费兹书院名气相当，而日后范克林在布莱尔的政府中出任大法官一职。逐句对照。
The family returned to Britain in the late 1950s.
布莱尔一家在1950年代末期返回英国。
Living for a time with Hazel Blair's mother at her home in Steps, near Glasgow.
曾一度寄住在黑兹尔布莱尔母亲位于格拉斯哥附近的家。
He spent the remainder of his childhood in Durham, England.
在英格兰的达纳莫，布莱尔过完了他童年的剩余时光。
His father being by then a lecturer at Durham University.
父亲当时在达拉莫大学担任讲师。
After attending Durham's Chorister School, Blair boarded at Fettes College, a famous independent school in Edinburgh.
布莱尔早年在达拉莫的唱诗班学校读书，后来转到位于爱丁堡的著名寄宿独立学校费兹书院就读，
where he met Charlie Falconer, a pupil at the rival Edinburgh Academy.
在费兹书院，布莱尔认识了来自爱丁堡学院的范克林。这家学校与布莱尔所在的费兹书院名气相当，
whom he later appointed Lord Chancellor.
而日后，范克林在布莱尔的政府中出任大法官一职。多学一点。 Board 这个词做名词可以表示木板，做动词的时候有上船飞机的意思，比如说 The passengers boarded the plane at 9 a.m. 旅客们上午九时登上飞机。但在这里 board 指的是寄宿， boarding school 意思就是寄宿学校。Appoint, 委任任命，比如说 They appointed him to be manager in the company. 他们任命他为这家公司的经理。此外 appoint 还可以表示约定指定， 例如 The time appointed for the meeting was 10 o'clock 约定的开会时间是十点 Appointment 是它的名词表示约会而且一般是商务上和工作上的约会这和我们这段最后一句话出现的 date 可是不同的 date 多是指男女之间的约会 I thought I shook myself free You see I bounce back quicker than most But I'm half delirious and still mysterious 词汇扫描Impress 是印象深刻 See the back of someone 摆脱某人
He reportedly modeled himself on Mick Jagger and is said to have enjoyed a reputation as a conspicuously cool young man among his fellow pupils His teachers, however, were less impressed by his behaviorHis biographer, John Rentoul, reported that All the teachers I spoke to said he was a complete pain in the backside And they were very glad to see the back of him Oh, happy style High enough
to feel the pain We have spoken 布莱尔曾模仿滚石乐队主唱里克贾格尔因而较之他的同伴被公认为是一个非常酷的人并名声在外然而他的老师们对于他的种种举动却没有什么印象他的传记作者约翰伦图尔报道称所有跟我交谈过的老师说他让老师们感觉如芒刺在背都不想与布莱尔接近逐句对照
He reportedly modeled himself on Mick Jagger
据称布莱尔曾模仿滚石乐队主唱里克贾格尔
And is said to have enjoyed a reputation as a conspicuously cool young man among his fellow pupils.
因而较之他的同伴被公认为是一个非常酷的人，并名声在外。
His teachers, however, were less impressed by his behavior.
然而，他的老师们对于他的种种举动却没有什么印象。
His biographer, John Rentoul,reported that
他的传记作者约翰伦图尔报道称
All the teachers I spoke to said he was a complete pain in the backside
所有跟我交谈过的老师说他让老师们感觉如芒刺在背
And they were very glad to see the back of him
都不想与布莱尔接近多学一点Impress 留下印象通常我们都说 Be impressed by 为留下印象比如 I was very impressed by his story 他的故事给我留下了非常深刻的印象 Impress on somebody something 也是一个常见的词组表示要某人牢牢记住某事比如说 My father impressed on me the importance of hard work我父亲要我牢记努力工作的重要性。See the back of someone， 英语习语，字面意思是看到某人的背，言下之意是不想看到这个人的脸，也就是不想与此人打交道的意思了。有点像我们汉语中说的，看到某某人都要躲着走的意味了。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
The family returned to Britain in the late 1950s, living for a time with Hazel Blair's mother at her home in Steps, near Glasgow. he spent the remainder of his childhood in Durham, England, his father being by then a lecturer at Durham University. After attending Durham's chorister school, Blair boarded at Fettes College, a famous independent school in Edinburgh, where he met Charlie Falconer, a pupil at the rival Edinburgh Academy, whom he later appointed Lord Chancellor. He reportedly modeled himself on Mick Jagger and is said to have enjoyed a reputation as a conspicuously cool young man among his fellow pupils. His teachers, however, were less impressed by his behavior. His biographer, John Rentoul, reported that all the teachers I spoke to said he was a complete pain in the backside, and they were very glad to see the back of him.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。